This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A surge in fighting on Ukraine's southern front is fueling speculation the long-awaited Ukrainian counteroffensive to try to turn the tide of the war is underway. Ukraine claims it destroyed bridges and ammunition depots and pounded command posts in the Russian-occupied Kherson region, while Russia says it repelled the attack and inflicted heavy casualties. Ukrainian authorities are keeping secret their intentions and cautioning against excessive optimism in a conflict that has seen changing fortunes before. The Ukrainian Southern Command spokeswoman said its forces are preventing the Russians from bringing in reserves, in part by destroying supply lines across the Dnieper River and striking command posts. On the first anniversary of the U.S. ending the Afghanistan war, the Biden administration continues facing criticism over its efforts to resettle Afghans who helped the war effort, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It began under George W. Bush.
If it takes one day, one month, one year, or one decade.
Two decades later,
it was time to end this war.
While President Biden maintains it was the right call, immigrant refugee advocates fault him for leaving behind too many Afghans who worked with the U.S. As of last month, more than 74,000 applicants for special immigrant visas remained in the pipeline. That doesn't even include their spouses and children. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the administration's trying hard to speed the process, but knows many are frustrated.
Quite frankly, we share that frustration.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Sudan has reached a milestone in its recovery from civil war, graduating its first group of unified armed forces from former rival groups. The president called on the more than 20,000 new forces to refrain from political and ethnic divisions after they successfully completed basic training. He said that, quote, from today, you are not military wings to any party. Now you belong to the South Sudanese people. The new forces graduated without firearms, with the government blaming the arms embargo on South Sudan imposed by the United Nations Security Council. They carried wooden guns instead. Angola's opposition party has filed a complaint against the election victory of the ruling MPLA party, in which President João Lourenço won a second term and the party got a reduced majority in the legislature. The main opposition party, known as UNITA, said Tuesday it had submitted an objection to the results. Angola's electoral regulations say that if UNITA's written complaint is rejected, the party can take its objection to the Constitutional Court. The court must reply within 72 hours. People in Britain are struggling to keep their pets as prices soar, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It began under George.
Colin Ortute Hughes had to give up three kittens for adoption when he found himself homeless and living in a van after his divorce.
That's be like saying, well, you know, we can't afford to look after the kids anymore. Let's put them up for adoption. It's like in my eyes, that's the same thing, really.
He's sacrificing his own meals to keep and feed the kitten's parents and getting help from Georgina Costi's animal welfare charity. She says a lot of people are too embarrassed to say why they need help.
I can't even actually recollect anybody saying that during COVID.
Maren Walker has seen a big increase in dogs being brought in by owners who can't care for them.
And if that continues to rise, then unfortunately we are at capacity, and there's just more and more dogs that we can't help.
Pet and vet bills are being squeezed in Britain as energy and food prices skyrocket. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, a surge in fighting on Ukraine's southern front is fueling speculation the long-awaited Ukrainian counteroffensive to try to turn the tide of the war is underway. Ukraine claims it destroyed bridges and ammunition depots and pounded command posts in the Russian-occupied Kherson region, while Russia says it repelled the attack and inflicted heavy casualties. Ukrainian authorities are keeping secret their intentions and cautioning against excessive optimism in a conflict that has seen changing fortunes before. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.